Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite. From the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast full of crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. I'm with the gorgeous, talented, amazing, thin, poetic Ben Mandelker. Oh, hello, wow. Ben.
Wow, poetic. Thank you so much. I was not expecting that today. I feel like my general stuttering and overuse of the word would not make me poetic, but I appreciate.
Listen, that's the poetry of our time, okay? That is modern syntax, okay? If you don't like it, you're not very Shakespearean. That's it. Welcome to the show. It is Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day, which is quite a time, that show. They have quite a time on that one. So everybody, thanks for being with us for another day. We can't wait to see you. We go back on tour next month. We're in New York City on the 11th of May. And then two nights later, we're in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Theater. Those are both huge shows for us. Cannot wait to see you guys. We love coming to both those cities. So go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. And then in June, we're finishing in June, guys. San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut, which is going to be a massive party for our final send-off. And, not final send-off. You know, we're not dying. We're not quitting. But for the tour.
Right.
Also, at watchwhatcrappens.com, you will find our Patreon link. And that is where our bonus episodes live. That's where our Crappens on Demand videos live. So go find those there. On Wondery Plus, that is where Dwell Hello, our House Hunters podcast, lives. Super fun. This week is about micro-farmers. So They were pretty fun to mock. And that's all I have to talk about at the moment. How about you, Benoonies?
I got nothing to talk about. I mean, you spoke for me brilliantly. I mean, who's the poet now? I think it's you.
Well, hey, I'm going to push that title out a bit, am I? All right. I'll keep it right here close to my heart. Here we are, Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Return of the King.
It's Return of the King. It's kind of after Easter week, and they're not talking about Jesus. They're talking about Gary. So I was a little offended myself. Yeah, I was offended for my family.
But Return of the King is also like Lord of the Rings. It's very hobbity. So
which
they are
is based on the Bible. Durr. I'm very religious lately. You know, I think it's because I got told I was going to die if I let my blood pressure get higher. And I think now, I think it's like there's no atheist in a foxhole kind of thing. Where now I'm just like asking the Lord things.
Wow,
that's profound. During the day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's because you never heard poetic.
That. Yeah.
Oh, you've never heard that? There's no atheist in a foxhole.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it means obviously what it sounds like when you're at war and you're about to die. Suddenly you start praying your ass off. You know,
you pray. You got to pray just to make it today.
Yeah, so that's why I credit God with writing Lord of the Rings. That's it. Okay, you know what? Hope I get a good room in heaven when it's my turn. That's it.
To quote Whitney Rose, "You see that? God did that."
All right. So,
Below Deck Sailing, Gary's back. It's very exciting. The episode opens up with they're still playing Truth or Dare, and Alex and Daisy are still making out in the hot tub. Actually, the game seems to have ended, but they're still making out as the water sloshes around, and everyone's like, this is getting weird, so we're going to go downstairs instead.
It got real weird and like orgy-ish right away, and I felt bad for Chase because Chase was doing that seventh grade thing of like, oh my God, guys, we should play Truth or Dare. Okay, I dare you to kiss, but he didn't really get to make out. Just literally, Alex just got to make out with everybody. I mean, Alex was making out with Larry Curly and Mo, the officers we don't even see. We're getting lap dances from Alex. What did Chase get?
Nothing. Well, didn't Chase get to make out with Mads?
I think for a second, but I mean, if we're going to tally, You know?
Yeah.
He lost.
By the way, I really was listening to Mads' voice this time because you have this very funny impersonation of her. And I see it. I 100% see it because she sort of has like a squeaky little girl voice, like almost like, or like a little boy voice that's going through puberty. Because
yes, that's very what it
squeaky.
Is.
It's very squeaky.
It's like a puberty voice. It's
a high pitched voice. I can't. I'm have to work on mine.
Sorry, guys. I'm
just going to call it right now. I feel like my Mads impersonation is just going to be me impersonating Ronnie, impersonating her, which honestly I'm fine with.
Well, don't you do know? That. I don't even have one yet. I have to work on it. All the people on the show, I don't have one yet. I have to work on it. And it's really hard for her because it's like in a place like this.
So anyway, like this a little bit. Yeah.
Chase is like, yeah, I'm kind of catching a vibe that it's bedtime. So, and then Alex and Daisy are just still going and they're like literally rolling all over the hot tub. They're like thrashing in the hot tub. They're having like an 80s, you know, sexy movie makeout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there was that 80s movie Hot Dog or something. I feel like that's what this moment was all about. Hot dog. So Daisy's like, why? So much regret. So much regret right now.
And Chase is like, I'm a redneck Southern guy. This is just crazy for me. I mean, this crew knows how to party. And Lucy drops her brush and then she goes down to pick it up and hits her head on the counter. And she's like, I'm so clumsy.
Lucy, wow, that body takes a beating this episode. And I feel like, wow, she really, like, I'm amazed she's alive. Just because just on this episode alone, I'm just imagining all the other things she's, like, bumped into in her entire life at this point.
Yeah, she's really not exaggerating when she says she's a klutz, you know?
Yeah.
And when it's time to push those birdies out of the nest, you know, your parents are a little scared, but they're like, we raised them right. Her parents did not feel like that. I feel like her parents were like, let's take one last picture together because surely you're going to be dead the first minute you try subway stairs, you know?
Yeah, they pushed that birdie out of the nest and that birdie like bonked itself on about 5 branches on the way down. It did not work out well.
And they still kept feeding her, which you're not supposed to do. Like if your bird falls out of the nest, they're dead to you. You know what I mean? Mm. But Lucy's dad just kept throwing her down some Mentos and just kept her going.
Yeah. But, you know, to be fair, a lot of people are doing really dumb things because Alex then falls down the stairs, which everyone falls down those stairs. I think they have to redesign those stairs at some point. And then Lucy...
stairs are like a stair ladder, you know, it's like a ladder pulled out.
Hmm. It's the worst. I hate those.
Yeah, those
are it's like you're not enough of a staircase, not enough of a ladder. Like, where do I go from here, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then Lucy is now barfing and then she... gets into bed and bonks her head on the wall as she's getting into bed. I mean,
this poor thing. She's got to have brain damage at this point. So then they go we're in the mess now, and Chase is in there with Alicia and Alex, and Alex is like, I don't even like Chase. And Chase is like, you're lying. We're friends. And then it cuts to Daisy, who's with Madison, barfing. And Daisy's like, are you okay, Madison? And she's like, I'm okay. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Like little birds above her head. She's like, you're not okay. She goes, trust me, I'm good.
And then Lucy is in her bed and she's reaching to turn off a light or something. And we just see her reaching and reaching and reaching. And then she just falls out of her top bunk onto the floor.
And Daisy hears it. Oh my God. So she runs over there. She just hears thump. And so she's like, oh my God, that must be Lucy. So she runs to Lucy and Lucy's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just could you put that sheet on me, please? And Daisy's like, I want her in the bed. This is the best situation. So there's like crib security. There's like a there's like a check cashing wall that you can pull up.
It's a bulletproof glass they put up. It's like this. They converted her bed into like a Western Union. They put up a little barrier so she doesn't roll out. Yeah. And Daisy's like, oh, I feel like this is a public service announcement. If you can't handle your alcohol, you shouldn't be on the top bunk.
Mm. So then Daisy goes and helps Mads barf some more and then puts her to bed, which is really cute. So then Daisy's taking care of everybody. So then Alex goes to the room he shares with the captain, okay? And the captain, it's one of those bunks where the bottom is a full and the top is a twin. So Alex is trying to get into bed, and then he has a metal thermos with him. So it's dark, so he reaches down to put it on. He's trying to find the table to put it on, and right. then he just puts it on Glenn's head.
Because, by the way, there is no table. At first it's like on Glenn's chest, and then he like literally puts it on Glenn's cheek. And Glenn like wakes up, he's like, dude, what's going on? Why is this here?
And he just doesn't answer. He's just like, oh shit. Then finally he's like, oh shit. So confused. It's my bads. It's my bads.
So now it's the morning, and Glenn like wakes up to a text of Gary being like, I'm out of quarantine, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm like, whoa, damn, wow, like they have everyone's got to wake up. Gary's coming. So he arrives, and he's all Gary's. Hello, sweet baby. How's it going?
He's like, I've heard it's a shit show in here. The engine works, and does it? Well, I see they had a good night. Look at all of these bottles. He goes, a couple of tequila bottles here and there. And you know what Gary is thinking, because he's so insecure in his fuckboyness, just looking around like, who else got some on this boat? You know?
Yeah.
And so then we go to Mads and Daisy. Mads like, I can't believe I threw up on night one. And Daisy says, oh, so much worse has happened. I really wouldn't worry about that. So then back to Glenn. He's like, so good to have you back, man. We really need you on this boat. It's just so good to have you.
Yeah, you know, Gary and I are like an old married couple. You know, the sort of old married couple where one of us goes and fucks everyone who works in our household. You know, it's great to have him back.
And Lucy's back was really hurt from falling out of the bed. I mean, it looks like she's missing all the skin off of her back. And so
it's crazy.
Yeah. So Alex is like, grab some antiseptic, and he puts some on her. And then Chase comes down while she's being bandaged, and they meet Gary. And Gary's like, oh, I'm Gary. What have you done?
She's like, oh, don't worry about me. I just fell off the top bunk. And so Gary goes, well, so you guys had like a wild bunch. The fact that there's already injuries on night one, am I right?
And Colin's like, what did I miss in the jacuzzi? And the captain's there. And Alicia's like, well, someone did something. And the captain's like, whatever they did, is it still in the jacuzzi?
So then Gary goes over to Daisy's room and he's like, knock, 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 knock. He's like, you decent? Yes. All right. Well, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Hey, Daisy. She's like, oh, Gary, it's like too early in the morning for this.
For the burbulas. And he's like, it's really great to see Daisy again. Yeah, we bumped heads. We've touched private parts, all right? So then we go to small talk. Everyone's just doing some small talk. Colin's sent to a nap, and Gary's talking about doing his COVID test and stuff. Oh, no, doing the boat test, because Colin put a fix on the boat, but they still haven't tested.
Yeah, they're gonna try to find out what the limits are, the new cruising limits are of the boat. So Gary starts giving orders to the deckhands, and you know, Alex is really happy because they finally have a boss. He feels like they're like really set up for success now. And Colin is, you know, firing up the engine now, doing a big test, and you know, there's a lot of below deck decky action of like stern lines and up anchors and dun, all dun, eyes dun, here dun, and dun, we're gonna dun, get dun, out of dun, here dun, and dun, we're gonna go up to 1200 dun, now guys dun, all right, hurry up dun, pick it up dun, pick up the glasses, wash the glasses dun, 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 you get those lines. How oh, get the lines in front of the bow, move the bow, we're gonna sink, we're all gonna die,
everyone's dying. Kathy Bates passes by on a little boat. But then it comes on, and the temperature rises, but then it finally stays the same. And Colin's like, yes, this is exactly what we want. Such a great feeling to have it working like this.
Yeah, it's working. Because, well, they create a doomsday scenario. Colin's like, if it gets too hot, and the parts in the engine even just a little bit corroded, it could break. And when things break in an engine, when things are going fast, it could literally explode. Like my former relationship, which seemed like it was going well, but I didn't realize it was a corroded heart. All right, I'll just earmark that for later, for telling everyone that story later about my relationship.
So, and I love that they showed a piece of metal coming off and steam just like blowing through it. And he's like, oh no, steam thing's broken. But then whatever happens where the temperature stays the same, and he's just like, okay, well, just ignore the steam thing. That's fine. That still has a big hole in it or a dent in it or whatever. We'll be fine, guys. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine, even though our engine room looks like it's like a factory in 1876 at the moment. But like, it's fine. It's totally fine.
This is terrifying. This show is literally terrifying. So Gary is like, all right, we need to sort these guys out. All right, Alex, what do you want to do? And Alex is like, I'm already doing nights, so I'll do nights. And Gary's like, oh, nights are awesome, bro. You're going to love nights. Love them.
Yeah, and so now Gary's like, so what are the stories from the first child? And Chase is like, well, you know, like, he's like, I had a kiss with Mads in like Truth or Dare, and then Alex made out with everyone in the crew. And Gary's like, oh, really? And who's the best kisser in the crew? And Alex's like, yeah, Daisy, she wins. Oh, really?
This guy's got game. I could use a thing or two about that. I'll use a lesson from him. It took me 2.5 years to kiss Ace. Good for him.
But you see him slowly starting to melt down. And then we see Gary make the ultimate effort. He moisturizes his man bun. You know that Gary feels threatened on a season when he comes in with a moisturized, beautiful man bun. Because that shit is not stringy. That shit is ready for some love.
He is going through HBS, herbal burble spiral.
So Daisy is in the galley and she's asking Alicia what this bottle of clear liquid is. And Alicia's like, I don't know. And Daisy goes, you don't know what this is. I can't even.
And then Gary is showing the deckies how to do like fenders and stuff, and they're dropping an anchor and they're backing up into their slip again, and Chase is like trying to show Alex how to do something with lines. He's like, here's what you got to do, you pull this way, and Gary's like, oh no, you're doing it the wrong way. If you do it the other way, it's much better, you have a better line. So you think it's just like, oh, like deck stuff, but it's actually sowing the seeds of a big Chase and Gary situation that balloons over the course of the episode.
He's like, have you ever even done a stop or not before?
Because Chase is just doing the same thing he's been doing the whole time, which is just kind of being like, hey, team, all right, we've got 20 meters until we stop. And Gary's like, that's a long 20 meters. Or when you can throw the rope, just throw it. You should see that. And he hates this because he thinks this guy is trying to step in and take over.
Well, Chase does have that. He's like confidently wrong about everything, you know, and he's like, he seems really nice and he seems like he really does want to be like a team player and be good, but he's confidently wrong about everything. And
he's learned team leadership from like, you know, being an assistant manager at like Dairy Queen or something. You can just tell like he knows he's got the right ideas and maybe one day he'll be really good at it, but not yet. He's the guy that you listen to on the trip, on your friend trip. He's like, no guys, I'm telling you the short way is this way. You need to turn here. And then you'll end up lost. You know?
He gives you terrible directions very confidently and then you get lost. I was just about to say that.
He's that guy.
You know? Yeah. Good luck to people on the Amazing Race who run into him.
I'm telling you. If you're ugly, if you're poor, if you have nothing, like if you are just at your worst in life, the best advice I can give you is fucking fake it. Because people fall for confidence. They will give you anything if you show any kind of confidence. Look at Chase.
Yeah, exactly. And he's also tall. So Gary, he's like,
also get taller. I saw a headline actually in the news that said leg lengthening surgery gains steam. Can you believe that? Is that a thing? People are getting their legs lengthened? I know you could do that. Can I get them unknock-kneed? Unknock-knee them and make them like licorice sticks. That's what I want. I didn't know you could do that.
You're just going to be like that cartoon character by R. Crumb, just walking around. What's that guy's name?
I don't know, but I did see Crumb. Guy. So I felt very, I did see Crumb with
We're intelligent.
Yeah, I'm cultured.
We saw a documentary in the 90s.
It wasn't Giovanni Ribisi. What's that guy's name who's kind of a homely actor? Paul something?
Yeah, Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, yeah.
Yeah. So
you feel cultured whenever you see a Paul Giamatti movie because he's not hot like Tom Cruise. So you're like, yeah. I watched a movie with like a somewhat homely person. I'm really smart.
But now he does Verizon commercials, which kind of takes away like his homely like intelligence cred.
It really does. He should do like cricket.
Yeah.
Like Virgin phones or whatever. I don't know that I buy him as Listen, like the Verizon guy.
Honestly, I will take anything over those strange like Monsters Inc. mascots that Cricket has. I think Cricket could just really improve.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, yeah. So Chase, confident person. So Gary's like, well, coming in now, these guys have already got a charter under their belts and they've taken the initiative, which is great. But there's only one way to do things on this boat, and it's my fucking way, bitches.
So then Gary's asking Alex about his yacht experience, and Alex is like, yeah, well, I charter small boats in Miami. I basically take rowboats out and have drunk girls on them and give them beers, and I just sort of paddle around and then go back. Say, okay, well, that sounds great. Yeah, well, the biggest boat I ever worked on was 60 meters, and it was a little too regimented for me.
Brew is too many rules, brew.
And Alex is like, yeah, too many stinking rules. It's like, Alex, why are you talking like a hearty boy? Too many stinking rules around here.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So meanwhile, downstairs, Lucy, she's like, on it.
Scammers are best known for living the high life. Globetrotting on private jets, dining at five-star restaurants, and driving six-figure sports cars. That is, until their house of cards collapses and they're forced to trade it all in for handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit. Scamfluencers is a podcast from Wondery, hosted by Sarah Hagee and Sachi Cole, that tells the unbelievable true stories behind some of the world's most infamous scams, swindlers, and con artists. Scamfluencers has covered jaw-dropping scandals, from Ponzi schemes to a fake Saudi prince to a sexual predator masquerading as a wholesome yoga guru. These scammers cost their victims hundreds of millions of dollars and immeasurable emotional anguish. So how does our culture allow them to thrive? Each story on Scamfluencers will take you along the twists and turns, the impact on victims, and what's left when the facade falls away. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I want to stretch my back. And she sort of does like kind of like a tree pose, and then in the process bonks her ankle.
It's like, ow, I hit my leg. So then we go to preference sheet meeting, and Captain's like, charter two. Kim is the founder of Powerful Professionals, a coaching and education company, which basically means she rips you off. Because yeah. Who the fuck needs them? Who the fuck needs this company? Can someone please point to a need?
And for some reason, her friends are Justin Guarini and some other people. I feel like no one's really addressed this on the episode, but this is Justin Guarini on this charter. Is there anyone going to notice that? Are we going to even give him a chyron that says Justin Guarini for crying out loud?
Poor Justin Guarini gets so fucked over in this episode. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody cares who he is. And he's still trying to be a diva. Like, you guys, surely they have Justin Guarini second place on the first American Idol at the bottom of the screen. Surely they do.
They don't. I mean, the only like there's a pat. They do have a close up of his face on the preference sheet, and it says Justin Guarini. But we don't even get like the standard thing where they like interview Chase and they say, "Wow, Justin Guarini. I remember being, you know, 6 years old and seeing him on American Idol or whatever." But I guess if you think about it, that was like 2002. I think it was 2002, maybe 2003, but I think it was 2002. So they were all probably like 2 years old at this, like when that show was on. So like no one knows who he is.
No one knows. And it's funny because he comes on and he's like, would you iron every single thing in my suitcase, please? Yeah. And you know what else would be great? A Ski-Doo, which I don't see out here. That would be really good too. I was like, oh, Justin, you poor thing.
He's like, from Justin to Daisy with love. So... So anyway, so it's Justin Guarini, which is the most important part about this. And Daisy's just saying how she feels really much better. She's like, well, Charter 1 was a complete disaster. But as long as my stews stay on top of service and Lucy does not bonk her head on every single surface in this boat, you hear the distance, boom. Oh, well, too late for that. Well, it's going to be another shit show.
And then Lucy and Mads are getting the cabins ready. And Lucy goes, do you know how much fucking toilet paper I'm putting in these cabins?
Oh, no, I don't know how much you're putting in. So funny.
Oh, by the way, that lady Karen, I was going to forget her name, but it's Karen. It's very easy to remember. She got some like social media account because people were hating on her. And so she got some special account to like fight back or explain her side of the story. And she posted a picture of two tiny little bags of trash. Because you know those little tiny trash cans in, I don't know why I'm doing it with my fingers to show
back. I get it, like, though. I know what you're talking about.
Like the small bathroom trash cans. There were two of those and then one half a roll of toilet paper sitting by the door that they were trying to throw away. Well, that's why you didn't have toilet paper, Karen, because you literally were trying to throw away the toilet paper that was in your room with those trash bags. Oh. So you're trying to vindicate yourself, but you just made yourself look like more of an asshole, okay?
Just toilet paper. Throw waster. Away the half toilet paper? Did the toilet paper fall in the toilet or something? Like, why?
Maybe, why but then to know that you did that and to have a picture that you post online when you're in an episode literally with your white lady tears saying they never gave us toilet paper. How dare you, ma'am?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How
Karen?
Dare you?
How
Karen?
Care take, you?
Take your TP tears and just send them to Shut Up Mountain. I say that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you don't have. Charmin. Mm-hmm. Not very charming,
can't,
Karen.
Can't spell Charmin without charm. Okay. Good luck being friends with those bears, and they're always messy butts. So
yeah, really. God, what a great. Hey guys, you know who we should really have speak out for our toilet paper? When people think of their buttholes, they really want to think of like what bears' buttholes might look like. You know?
Yeah. Hey, and like maybe to illustrate that, let's have the bears like rubbing their butts on trees so we can really make people think about all the bear fecal matter that might be on a tree.
And how soft our toilet paper really is. Okay, so let's see here. Mess, Captain, Gary, Alicia, Chase, they're talking about what time they're going to get on deck for the next day. It's 8. And Gary's like, 8 o'clock. And Chase goes, oh, so 7:55? Got it. And he goes, 8. I love Gary hates him for trying to be a good employee.
Gary hates him. I think Gary is just frustrated because he missed out and he's like suspicious. He hates that the other guys got to make out with the other girls first. So he's just like angry and he's just like ready to take it all out on Chase.
Yeah.
So, and then everyone's exhausted and they're basically, Gary's like, where's Daisy? Is she in bed? And she's like, I'm right here, Gary. I'm right behind ya. He goes, oh, okay. Well, I'm stressed. She goes, you're stressed. You waltz onto the boat after horrific charter. You're the one who's stressed right now. You don't even have to deal with all the pitas that were missing from 3 seasons ago.
And Gary's like, oh, you had a little look up, Dave. Do you miss him? Do you miss him? I mean, opposites attract, I guess. And she's like, shut up.
So then we go to Gary and Alicia drinking outside, and it's night now. And Gary's like, where's our fearless leader? She goes, oh, she's inside. He's like, not Daisy.
Daisy.
And Alicia's like, she is our fearless leader.
He is so mad. He is so mad.
This is fucking his whole world right now. We are watching Gary's whole world being fucked. In one episode.
Yeah. So now Lucy calls her dad, Ian, and the dad's like, hello, how are you? And she's like, Dad, I've got the worst anxiety ever. I want to, you know, I just want to cry. I want to cry, Dad. Hey, I fell and I scratched up my back. Yeah.
You scratched your back, did you? You're one of the worst klutzes I've ever met in my life, Luce.
Yeah, well, Dad, I was really drunk, Dad, and I just felt like really bad. You know, like, every time I'm hungover, my father gets a phone call from me, and I go to him, and I'm like, I'm stressed or something or whatever, and then I start speaking Welsh, and he's like, babe, you have to learn another word other than service station. It's not cute anymore. It never was cute, to be honest, but now it's really not cute because you're 22 years old, and you got to get over it.
I love that she goes, my dad's an inspiration. Hey, I'm daddy's little girl. And it cuts to the dad going, you got to get over it. Don't drink. That's it. Chill. Have a glass of water. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. So we go to bedtime.
Embarrassment to Wales.
And we get a really long shot of Colin slowly scratching his butt in bed under his underwear. Yeah. So thanks for
really
that.
Long shot.
Real long.
And then Alex, it's the middle of the night, and Alex, he's sleeping, and I guess he has his glasses nearby, and they just fall off the bunk onto Glenn, and Glenn just takes them and puts them on his side table. He's like, you see this? I keep this now. These are mine.
So it's the morning, and Gary's favorite, wiggy wiggy eggs and bacon, boys. And Daisy's like, girls, can y'all come to the main saloon? You're happy the way the last charter went, girls. How are ya? And Lucy's like, it was fun because she picked up on stuff that I forgot. Maybe I picked up on stuff that she forgot.
She's like, well, don't take their feedback personally. It was a strange charter and those ladies were crazy. So this time, you know, just like make sure you're checking the toilet paper at all times. And Lucy's like, I'm going to work my ass off. And if like Daisy asks me to do something for her, I'm going to do it for her. And like, I want to be known as someone who works hard. And like, we can always rely on Lucy to do the job. Ah, ow! How did I hit my head if I'm sitting perfectly still? How did I do that?
I just want people to think of me and say, people will say, Lucy, she can do it.
Like the cutest. Just put a helmet on her. That's all I want. But I just want for people to say, Lucy, she can do it.
Yeah, good. She can do it if it means falling out of a bunk.
Yeah, if it means like hitting your head 97 times a day and still maintaining some kind of current going from your brain to the rest of your body.
Then yes, Lucy can do it.
So provisions. And yeah. Lucy's complaining that stuff is heavy. And Alicia's like, you can do this, charter two, have you done the bathroom floors, other than that's looking good. And she keeps saying how good they're doing, but she keeps coming in and redoing the towels. Have you noticed that? Every time she comes in, she has to redo the towels.
She keeps having to show them that when you hang towels on one of those racks, you like have to tuck them behind each other, you know, they keep on like just flopping them over like a car wash or something.
Stupid
people.
Stupid. We learned so much from this show. So then they have to line up because the guests are on their way. And Lucy goes, I shouldn't be the one holding the champagne. Trust me.
And we see a flashback to her knocking over all the glasses last week. So everyone approaches and I'm like, is anyone going to recognize Justin Guarini? And the answer is no. No one recognized Justin Guarini. I'm like, you guys have seen at least the Dr. Pepper commercials, right?
I wouldn't not recognize him.
Not from there.
No, I wouldn't recognize him with short hair like that. I mean, I recognize his look from the show where he had like real big hair and like it was long, like a little page boy or whatever. Is that Bob or Bob, whatever. I would recognize him then from 20 years ago, but I wouldn't just recognize him without a name now.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't. I think it'd be like halfway through the episode. I'd be like, wait a second. You know, I'm not sure.
Because you know that he walks around the boat singing Kelly Clarkson songs.
Like sort of in like a nice, but not like interesting, not in a winning way.
Right. Like he could do it better. He's just adding more riffs, but like, you know,
and they still don't get it. So, everyone's on board. Justin actually spills. He's like, I'm that guy. And Colin's in the engineer room, and Glenn's like, I'm really feeling confident. I got my first mate back. We were able to get off the dock, and there's only so much shit can go wrong before something goes right. Oh, well, it looks like Lucy just fell overboard. Okay, so one more thing, and then things will go right.
So Alicia tells us, I don't think my nerves will ever calm down. As soon as the guests come, it's countdown. And now I've got salmon and cucumber and goat feta with watermelon. Send it up. So then we get...
How nerve-wracking.
Yeah, we get this new... Yeah, she's really a nice chef. And she seems to do a really good job. But they're trying to make something out of her being nervous. It's not really hitting yet.
Yeah.
So I hope there's some hidden craziness with her.
It's like, she's like, I'm so nervous as I put some watermelon on toothpicks, basically, you know?
Yeah, I was like, that's goat cheese and feta. That's goat cheese. I mean, that's goat cheese that you're like, just toothpicking to a watermelon. Like, it sounds good.
I get it. Like, I will honor your nerves, but I feel like, is this really the most nerve-wracking part of the job at this moment here?
Salmon and cucumber, both also uncooked things. So then we get a new baseline for... line throws, which I like, because they're throwing the lines and it's like, I think they took out the bass line from the dun 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 dun. Like, just use the bass horns for the line throws. And I appreciated it. It's like,
it added a new gravitas to the situation, let's be honest.
Yeah, it did.
There's an urgency. Yeah.
And this is where Justin's like, so if you have a chance, could you iron or steam everything in my suitcase? Tell me your name again. Oh, because of you, I had my things ironed and steamed.
Yeah, and just this this t-shirt, which says president of Justin Guarini fan club, Justin was on the first season of American Idol and came up second place. This one, just don't put that in the wash, okay? Just treat it very nicely.
So then Mads brings everyone Moscow mules, and they make it off the dock, and Daisy's like, I'd like to present burnt butter scallops. I'm like, oh, good. Sounds delicious.
It sounds like a just introducing a performer. Please welcome to the stage, burnt butter scallops.
Hey. So then we cut to Lucy going, have my orange in 8 shirts. And just cuts to Justin eating his burnt butter scallop. Like,
his of privilege.
I can eat for the first time.
Poor Lucy. So then time for the sales to finally go up. It's episode 3. The sales are going up. So of course the music becomes all like dun 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 dun. And like, you know, somewhere that the drawer in the bunk in like Daisy's room is like, finally, it is my moment. I shall be opening, you know?
Yes. And Daisy's like, here we go. Let's go, cast of drawers. And everything starts opening and closing. Doors swinging back and forth. And Gary Tupperware just laughing maniacally. Over. It just cuts to Gary like,
it's always so good because it seems like they're always so unprepared for it, even though it literally, it's like, it's like the name of the show, Below Deck Sideways. And like every single time, all those limes and lemons go rolling across.
It's so funny. Yeah. So for dinner, they're going to be doing a tasting menu. So this is going to be 5 courses, which we know what that means. It's going to take a long time. So the anchor is going down. The primary, oh God, these primaries, this is the worst. So they're like, so Glenn, we just have one request for you. And what is it, about 2 hours before dinner that we're making this request? Great. We're just wondering if we could do dinner as a buffet and have all of the crew join us. We just want to show that we support poor people as well. Even though this means really that we're making one poor person cook way more than we prepared them for at the last second.
You know, we're all about charity, which is why we brought Justin Guarini with us. We want to show people that even though you're not number one, you can be treated that way sometimes.
We're just going to try and teach Justin how to treat people by having poor people sit with us and not allowing him to ask them to iron anything for them. Okay?
We just want to show Justin what his life could have been like if he had sung just a little bit better on one day in his life. Sorry, Justin, was that haunting for you?
Oh god.
So then meanwhile Gary and Chase are doing something in the boat garage. I forget what that area is called, but like with all the stuff, all the toys in there. And I wrote down that Chase is trying to push some sort of agenda. I wasn't totally clear what it was, but he was pushing an agenda of how to do something with the things that are in there. And Gary was not about it.
These like green cushion things. They're like green blow up. I think they're cushions. And he's like, what are we going to do with these green things? And Chase goes, dude, those are sick. We already used them for the lady lunch picnic. It was awesome. And he goes, all right, so the beach chairs, just get those. We'll use the beach chairs. And he goes, no, it's not too bad. Listen, they don't take up too much space because they're really comfy, brother. And they're fucking sick, honestly. Like, I would use them if I was a fucking charter guest. And Gary's like, I'm not lugging things around just for the sake of lugging things around, all right? And he's like, bro, you're not lugging shit around, old man. You tell us to do it. I was like, oh, my. No.
Don't tell Gary, old man. Don't do that, sir.
Gary just walked onto the boat. He's dealing with some 6'4" guy who's like been team manager at Whataburger for a week and now wants to take his job. Then he's got another guy. he's got another guy who's fucking man bun competition, who's like 15 years younger than him. You're not going to be able to call Gary old man and try bossing him around. You're fired, sir.
I think this will be a really great opportunity for Gary and Justin Guarini to bond, because they can really connect over what it's like to have your identity wrapped up in your hair and what happens when someone steals that identity. So it'll be really strong. It'll be a moving moment next episode. So Gary's like, he's like, trust me, I've done this for 2 seasons and I know exactly what to use. So then Glenn tells Daisy about like that the primary wants to have a buffet. And Alicia's like, this request is crazy. I mean, I can't say no, but it's insane. # I'm nervous. That's my storyline. Wink, wink.
Yeah. And the captain's like, oh, okay. Could you just tell me how this is going to be hard? Because, I mean, besides not being able to have hot food set up while you're at the table. And it's like, I'll be happy to do it. So then back to Gary and Chase. Gary's like, take up everything. And Chase goes, including the big duck? And he goes, yes, including the big duck.
So the big duck? By the way, what was this big duck that they were talking about? I was like, have I missed a giant duck on this boat? Because I would like to see it.
I don't know. We need to see the big duck. So big duck. Chase leaves, and Colin, of course, comes to stir the shit. Because Colin is the best housewife on this show, and he always has been. So Colin's like, you okay? He's like, well, this guy wants to put out every little thing, Mr. Know-It-All.
He doesn't realize that Mr. Know-It-All is a bit like Mr. Independent. Am I right? That was for you, Justin. Are you listening up there? No? So
and Colin's like, oh, is he getting on your nerves? He goes, oh, yeah, don't listen either. And goes, shh, he's coming. And Gary's like, all right, now tell you these out as well, too. And Chase is like, you want to just rock 2 paddleboards and a couple of foils? And he goes, no, because if the guest comes down, and I don't want to look like a couple of assholes inflating paddleboards. All right, just get them all.
It's kind of funny because Gary did just say, I don't want to take those green puffy chairs because if they're not necessary, I don't want to be lugging them around for no reason. But now he's like wants to put out a full display of paddle boards. I mean, I'm still on Gary's side.
He's going to fight with Chase no matter what, because Chase is trying to A-type him, right? And he's trying to alpha him. And Chase is like, well, it's a bit choppy for paddle boards. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to want to do that.
Listen, I don't know if he's trying to prove it or something, but just fucking get over it, am I right? Blah, 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 blah. So Colin, then he goes, and Colin's like, I see what you mean. He wasn't like that with me. That's strange because, you know, I've got long hair too. I guess it must be a difference of personality. Am I right? Just something to think about, old man. Oh, sorry Colin, to say that.
Fucking Colin. So Colin starts stirring this with Gary to get Gary amped up. But then he tells us Chase has huge potential. If harnessed the right way, he'll be the best asset on deck. If he can acquire some guidance and leadership, Gary needs to man up. I was like, well,
Chase is not Link. Okay. This is not Zelda. Okay. Not like he's the chosen one.
Right. But then it cuts back to him amping Gary because he goes, so what are you going to do about it, Gary? Gary's like, nothing. It's 6 weeks, bro. It's just 6 weeks, bro. That's all we're going to get through.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then, so now Justin Guarini wants to play with the Seabob, and the Seabob is full of sand because the guys.
Like, but I want it. Like, but it's got sand in it. My life would suck without you.
It's funny. I was like, how do I incorporate that song into something? So the Seabob has tons of sand. So Gary's like mad because Chase said like, yeah, we rinsed it off, but there's still lots of sand. And Gary's mad at them. And I'm like, why are you? You weren't there though. Like they literally didn't know what they were doing. They rinsed it. They thought was as much as they needed. Like you can't get mad at them for like there are 2 chickens with their heads cut off essentially that were running pretty well. Like they were actually pretty organized headless chickens for the most part. I don't know. I felt like this was a little over.
I think it's because Gary goes, we can take the Seabob, but there's heaps of sand in here. You guys didn't rinse this. And Chase goes, yeah, we did. And he's like, Rude, this is $15,000 worth of equipment. We can't just put it out if it's not rinsed out. And Chase is like, well, I thought we rinsed them, but apparently we didn't. I mean, Gary can go and tell me I'm a fucking idiot if he wants to, but, like, come on, bro. Like, don't do it in front of the guests, which I get. That's not cool, you know?
Although, but Chase is also undermining Gary in front of the guests, in front of their celebrity guest, Justin Guarini.
That's right. So, yeah, I don't know whose side to really be on, but Chase is like, but we rinsed it on the dock. We did. And you see the sand. Like, we see the sand, right? So Gary's like, don't bullshit a bullshitter, bro. Don't bullshit a bullshitter. All right, everybody, let's get on these expensive toys that were almost ruined by string bean over here. All right.
The Seabobs are going out and everything, and Gary is like very unhappy about all this, and he's like really pissed at, like, you know what I don't like? I just am pissed at the general disrespect of not looking after something. I'm like, Gary is going to talk about disrespect and not looking after something? Talk about someone who definitely puts away things unrinsed. It's definitely Gary.
It's like, oh, I'm mad because it's general respect. If this is how you treat things on Charter 1, how are you going to treat things on the rest of the season?
And so Justin gets on his Seabob finally. And Chase tells Colin, well, I rinse the Seabobs, but apparently not well enough. I was like, uh-oh, don't tell Colin that, because Colin, the fucking double agent, is going to go tell Gary that you said that immediately.
Yep, exactly. He's going to learn the hard way. So Gary sends Chase to bed. He's like, all right, well, you can go to bed, blah, blah, blah. And Chase is like, well, if that's, he's like, oh, well, if it's fine with you, I think he's going to stay up and do something if it's fine with Gary. And Gary's like, well, whatever you want to do, bro. And Chase is like, well, I'm happy to help. He's like, well, it doesn't matter what I say because you don't listen anyway. So have at it. And Chase literally doesn't even hear that because he's not listening.
So then Colin is with Alicia and she's like, oh my God, they've asked us to join them for dinner. He's like, even Gary? Why? Have they ever seen Gary eat? I mean, the show's been on 4 years now, for crying out loud. Don't do it.
Yeah. And so, of course, Colin is so nice. And he's like, would you like to help? Because he loves helping in the galley. So he's like going to clean mussels and stuff and like make pasta. And Alicia's like, so like, I'm worried. Like, I'm thinking about making mussels in like broth. But I'm like a little worried because it's like mussels and like, will everyone like mussels? Like, what do you think? And Colin's like, the preference sheets are up there. Don't ask me. I mean, you're the chef. I'm just a guy who hangs out and tries to get spare gossip.
And she's like, but I want feedback. He's like, it all sounds delicious. So she really is putting him to work, which I like. She's like, okay, get all these things off the mussels. Get off all the hard rocks from the mussels.
Now roll out pasta.
Rolling out pasta.
I thought it'd be like, can you mix together this tomatoes or something? It's like, okay, now get some hangers so we can hang the pasta and dry it out.
So then everyone's cleaning and getting ready, and the captain's like, ooh, homemade pasta. And she goes, yeah, we're making pappardelle. And he's like, what's pappardelle? He's like, oh my God, these cretins on this boat.
A lot of, come on. Big week for pappardelle.
No one knows what anything is on this boat. Oh, you're right. What else was that on?
Vanderpump Rules, when someone orders, it's like, I'll have the pappardelle. Now, is it, I always thought it was like pappardelle or pappardelle, or like, I don't know, there's something about like pappardelle. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's 1 hour till service.
Yeah.
Cooking, setting tables, pasta.
Well, he's just freaking out, and Colin goes, she's like, oh my God, I can't take it. It's stress. And he's like, is time management one of your weaknesses? And she's like, no, I'm actually pretty good. Oh my God, I have 20 minutes till service. Oh. He's like, Justin, well, come on. What's that, 14 people? All right, why don't we do this? Let's cook the most time-consuming thing and make some homemade pasta.
Yeah. Justin Guarini pops his head in and goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So Daisy comes to tell them that all the guests are ready. And she's like, we'll make it with little help from my friends. And so they're bringing up all this food. It's a ton of food that she's made. She's good. She seems really good.
She is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't seem like a crazy person yet, like most other chefs.
But that's the sad part. Like, she's really good, but I need her to be crazy. So please break down soon.
Yeah. And this show, because there's limited space, they don't have like one giant table that they can all sit at. So they're like, the guests and like some of the crew are sitting at that long canoe shaped table. And then everyone else is like sitting around a little side table. It's like a kiddie table off to the side, which is sort of like funny and strange.
It's funny because they're like, we want to treat the crew like real people. Now eat on the ground. So the maid lady is like, I'd like to make a toast to a night we'll never forget with friends we'll always remember, except for Justin Guarini. And Justin's like, I'd like to make a toast.
A moment like this, I've waited for a lifetime.
Oh, God, Justin.
Oh, poor Justin. Poor sweet Justin. Heart. Yeah, like, Justin, here is a chicken bone. We want you to throw this at the crew. Okay, you get to be Kelly Clarkson tonight. So, meanwhile, Alex is missing all this. Alex misses the Justin Guarini dinner because he's still sleeping. He's on nights or lates. So, Gary's talking about Glenn, and he's like,
well, I think that Glenn is probably one of the best, if not the best, captain I've ever worked with.
And Mads is saying, she's like, oh my God, these people are like so much nicer than last starter. Oh my God, so much better. Yeah, and everyone's just like really happy with Alicia and that she pulled out this giant meal.
Yeah. So Chase is like, oh, whoa, I should be doing something because we're all just eating and I'm Chase. So I'm going to show that like I can lead. So, Colin, is it rude for me to check the hot tub? Because I just want to make sure it's good. Okay, I'm going to do that. And then he goes
and Colin
up there.
Makes a speech. Yeah, he goes there. And while he's doing that, Colin makes a speech and he's like, now, I don't know if you guys all realize this, but this is not normal. I mean, this is my 14th or 15th year on Super Yachts, and in all that time, I've never been invited to eat with the guests before. I mean, you know, special moments, those are things you should treasure. My girlfriend and I, you know, we used to have many.
What doesn't kill you makes us stronger.
I've noticed you started to drink during my toast, and I'll just wrap it up, and I'll just say thanks. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Even Justin Guarini won't respect Colin's stories. So then Chase runs up to check on the hot tub and it's cold. Okay, so now the staff is clearing and Gary's like, oh, all right, we're done with dinner. I'm going to go check the jacuzzi. And Chase goes, oh, it's warm. I just checked it. And he goes, oh, really, Brew? Because look, it's cold. And he goes, I just turned it on because it was off. It'll get warm. And he goes, no, it's only blowing out cold water, Brew. Fuck. Chase, come up here and I'll show you this jacuzzi. He's like, what's wrong with the jacuzzi? And he's like, I told him I'll show him. And he said, I know. And I'm like, I know you don't know. And the captain's like, who would say that? He's like, Chase is doing it.
Yeah, well, because Chase was trying to be proactive, which I think is probably all right. But the problem is that then when Gary goes to check, Chase lies and says, oh, it's warm, but it's not warm at all. So he sets himself up for failure in that way. So he's trying to make himself look good, but he's also like, failing at the same time, and he missed a spot on like the chrome that he didn't wipe.
So well, no, really he didn't do that. Alex did that. That was another thing because Alex was on late and went to bed, and things are still dirty and look like shit. And now Chase.
But this was actually before. This was when Glenn is like, "What's wrong with the jacuzzi?" And they're testing it, and then that's when Glenn is like, they're looking at it and. Gary's like, see, it's still cold. The jacuzzi's still cold. And Glenn's like, oh, yeah, you need it to be hot. Dude! And he, like, points at the chrome, like, look at that. Look at that stain right there. I'll get a chamois right now. Which is separate from then later when there's chrome issues.
I get confused. God, there's a lot of chrome issues today, guys. Okay,
yeah, sorry. It's really important. It's really important for us to be accurate about our chrome issues on
the
show.
Well, it is, because we would have gotten screwed later. So then Gary, they have this hot tub fight or whatever, and obviously the captain's heard all this. And so Chase is like, man, why does this guy keep throwing me under the bus? Like, I'm trying my best to be the best I can, and all I get is shit. And the captain's like, also chamois that pole down. Don't forget.
You gotta get that chamois. So now Gary's showing Alex how to do anchor watch and giving Melissa things to do. And it's basically nighttime. And now we're seeing Alex doing his nighttime chores to various extents, which is basically like walking around and then snacking and then walking around.
Yeah, he's doing some stuff. But Gary's just told him, the most you do in night shift, the less he has to do. And then it'll work in your favor when you're on night watch. Right? So Alex is like, eating some pepperoni, smelling his shoes in the wheelhouse.
Yeah. Doing some shoe work. And and then now it's the morning and Alicia's making breakfast. And Alex, basically, before he goes to bed, he tells Chase, like, most of the sun deck is done. You know, there's some little things for you to clean up. So then he goes to bed. And then Gary's walking around. He's like, oh, no, look at this. Look at this. Nothing. Look, like, this needs to be cleaned up. This needs to be fixed. But like, I guess it's overall not so bad.
Yeah. And so it looks like it's going to be okay. And he's like, well, I mean, this shit should have been cleaned. But whatever. Pretty good for the first looks. And Colin's like, yeah, I mean, at least from a distance. And he goes, favorite song. Colin's like, did he keep giving you attitude after you talked to him, Gary? Are you mad? Was he giving you the tude? Gary's like, yeah. I said, do you want to come to the jacuzzi? And he said he knows how it works. And then I made him come up because I've been on this boat for 3 fucking years. And Colin's like, yeah, and you know how this boat fucking works. I hope you told him. Because in my experience, when someone's like that in my department, the only way to deal with it is to nip it in the bud.
Luckily, there's no one else in my department. There never has been, but theoretically, I like to pretend that someone wants to be in my department, and then I nip it in the bud. So yeah. Glenn is telling Chase. So Chase is walking around doing his morning chores or whatever, and things are still dirty from Alex. And so Glenn is like, okay, so, you know, here's the thing. Like, see, this is a fingerprint all day long. It's a battle against you versus the fingerprints all day long. You know, we lost a lot of brave men to those fingerprints, but maybe you could be the chosen one. Save us. You're our only hope, Chase.
And Chase is like, when I wake up before the captain and I'm cleaning and it all looks like shit, it looks like it was me who left it like shit. And then it cuts to Gary just smoking. And Chase looks down and sees him. And Gary's talking to what's his bun still. And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to have a whole season with someone that doesn't listen. And Chase hears that. And he's like, and now on top of that, Gary's talking shit about me. I mean, this is a situation I just can't win. Fuck this shit. I got to do every fucking thing.
Yeah, and he's like all wiping down a seat angry, and that's the end of the episode. Chase.
Yeah, and then you just see Justin on the top balcony going, break away. It's like, I got it, all right.
Behind these hazel eyes.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, everybody.
Fun times. We'll be back later this week with some New Jersey and Vanderpump Rules and all sorts of other good stuff. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.